The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/radmetal. Over 150,000 titles to choose for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Do you have a heavy metal-related business? Do you promote concerts? Do you sell t-shirts, music, instruments, alternative lifestyle products? Then come advertise with us. Radioactive Metal is the perfect place to promote your business. Go to advertisecast.com/780 to see all of our advertising options.
Tonight's episode of Radioactive Metal is dedicated to the memory of X60 Watt Shaman bassist Jim Forrester.
Hey, this is Matt from Cryptopsy, and you're listening to Radioactive Metal.
Horns up, metalheads. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Kareem, and Aaron.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a Cryptic Voices episode of Radioactive Metal. It's episode 486. And I'm Snowy White.
This is Rock.
I'm Corrine.
And this is Aaron. And welcome, metalheads, to the Radioactive Metal Christmas party. But first, a word from our sponsors. Metalheads, do you enjoy a relaxing, quiet cup of coffee?
Well, this isn't it. Arise from the depths of the northern darkness and thaw your frostbitten goblet with the purest, most brutal cup of coffee you have ever had. Trokult Coffee. Trokult Coffee is a fresh, medium roast coffee made from the high-quality Arabica beans hailing from the land of El Salvador. Perfect for any time of day, anywhere, and even during sacrificial rituals.
So, that's Trokult Coffee.
Wow.
Excellent.
I thought you were about to say that's the perfect cup of coffee during sexual rituals. I'm like, whoa, yes!
Yeah, no. Sacrificial.
I didn't even think of that. Oh, I so know what I'm doing when my first package arrives.
So,
that's fantastic. Great.
Wow. So,
can you share their social media?
Oh, I was about to. I sure am. We're going to, because, and I've been thinking of some recipes too. So, social media at TRVEKVLT Coffee. That's for Facebook and Twitter. And then for Instagram, follow them at TRVE.KVLT.coffee. That's Instagram. And remember, on Instagram, you can see Corrine's Beagle, Rain, now dubbed Beaglesabub. And please head to their website, TRVEKVLTcoffee.com, all one word, because if you buy three bags, you'll get $6 off with the code RADMETAL. That is RADMETAL, RAD Metal. So, Corrine, I've got some to try. Check this out.
What's up?
For our friends from the north, Snowy and Rock, I have come up with a coffee recipe for you to try with Trokult Coffee.
Okay.
And here's what I want you to do. It's going to be black coffee.
Right.
But you're going to sweeten it with maple syrup. And we're going to call it the Canadian Death March.
Fuck yeah. Love it.
That's what we're doing.
All right.
Canadian Death. I can black see that. Coffee, yeah.
A little bit of maple syrup. Canadian Death.
Okay.
That's awesome, man.
Very Canadian black metal.
Because you know how I like my Trokult coffee?
Black.
Like some souls, including ours, which is blacker than black.
Which, by the way,
my soul.
Whoa, the True Cult Coffee Demons. See, look, they got a hold of me. They are possessing my inner black soul. Which, Snowy, by the way, I did order you a bag. Golf clap. Mm-hmm. I ordered you a bag, wow. And I did a request for extra souls.
Yes, I'm eagerly anticipating my first order of True Cult Coffee, which I believe that'll make me the first Canadian customer as well.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah,
pound it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Once
for
it
sure.
arrives, I want to hear how the Canadian Death March goes.
Okay, sounds good.
It's got to get across the border first, though.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to cross the border.
That's really dark coffee, you know.
It's anything metal and the Canadian border, that's fucking evil, man. Mm-hmm. You know how much shit I got to put up with, like through the Ninja Cat promotion and all that, with bands being stuck at the border, and it's just like, oh my god. So I don't want my True Cult, you know, coffee getting stuck at the border for some bullshit regulations and all that, because I won't be happy.
Look, dude, that True Cult Coffee is making its fucking way around the metal world. And I am so glad that I was their first female customer. And I am so happy that you are now trying it, because honestly, seriously, every fucking morning I wake up, I'm like, I can't get my day started without some True Cult. And I look worse than Elvira without makeup. So that's pretty rough, let me tell you. So I wake up with my first cup of coffee and I'm just like, hello world, here I come.
Right on.
I would have thought you had a little bit more deeper growl after you have your coffee.
Oh gosh, no, God, you would have to kick me in the nuts for a deeper growl. And I don't even have nuts. You have to go real low.
And what's extra special cool about True Cult Coffee is, yes, they are an official sponsor, but they're metalheads. This is a product for metalheads made by metalheads. So we would be all over them anyways, just because they're cool people.
Yep. Yeah. And, so, you know, speaking of them being sponsors, I know some people are like, oh, well, you guys just get to say it because, you know, you get free coffee. Fuck no. I went out and I bought.
So
bag.
Did I. Yep, first.
I mean, that's the best part. That's how it all started. You know, like, we're endorsing shit we use, you know?
Yeah. And so, you know, I will continue to buy it at full price. I don't care, because if I like something that much, I'm going to continue to buy it. And I loved it so much that I didn't care about paying for international shipping at all. Seriously, I didn't care. They were very kind about, you know, shipping and stuff, but I was like, no, let me just pay it, because I want Snowy to have the experience. And mm-hmm. Really fucking worth it. It is so worth it. I don't know what they do in their coffee. It's like crack.
It's the black souls that they infuse in the coffee.
Dude, it is fucking good. I go to my favorite coffee shops now and I'm like, I don't know, because there's something different about their coffee, and it's good. It's good shit.
Well, you need to tell them they need to get True Cult Coffee in their shops.
I know,
oh, yeah,
I know.
For sure.
I'm promoting it. I've been trying. I really have.
So have all of us been to the website? Yes. Like their website? Okay.
Yes.
So here's what I really dig. So if you've been to any other coffee website, they all look very professional, polished, all that kind of stuff. And this just looks metal. Like it's so stinking metal. It keeps up the metal persona, and it's just fucking cool. You know what I mean? Like, I go to the website, I'm like, oh yeah, this is themed. You know, like this is the real deal. So
yep, definitely.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm already eagerly anticipating the first package to arrive, and I remember almost 30 years ago asking Mrs. White out for coffee. You know, like in one of our first dates and all that. And I'm really thinking this is a special occasion.
Aw, date night.
I'm going to do that again on date night. It's just we're going to have like True Cult. Yeah, True Cult coffee in our kitchen.
Sweetheart.
Right on. Yeah.
Would you like to enjoy this cup of coffee?
No. Okay.
So yeah, there we go. From you.
There we go.
So, Snowy, when you get your first batch of a True Cult coffee, what cup, what mug, what brutal death metal mug or black metal mug are you going to be sipping out of?
Better not be your AC/DC mug.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's not going to be my Motorhead one, which I'm enjoying a Lemmy in, ironically, right now, and it's going to be something a little different. I don't know. It's going to be something a little more appropriate. I might have to go out and buy like a new mug to add to the collection just for that.
Well, don't you have a radioactive metal mug?
I do.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute here. Hold the phone. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. Who's got a radioactive metal mug? Not Aaron or I.
Well, it's a long story. It's a long story.
These were in production years ago, and they're sold out. There's no more. And it was the early, very first logo on them. So.
The fuck is that shit?
Okay, that is a typical female response right there, who figured that the guy, okay, quote unquote, had no life before her. You know, radioactive metal did exist before Corrine came along.
Oh, I know it existed, but I didn't realize it existed to the point of a coffee mug. like, damn, here is our opportunity. We finally get, you know, a really badass sponsor, and it's fucking coffee, and we don't even sell fucking coffee mugs because fuck that. That shit was so 11 years ago. The very first year of radioactive metal.
We may have to look into that.
Yes.
All right, let's move on, guys.
yes, please. Speaking of coffee dates and my beautiful bride and all that, I want to say hello and happy birthday. My beautiful bride just turned the other day, and yeah.
She turned 27 again. Oh, that's so cute.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that. Yeah.
You're robbing, happy birthday. You're robbing the cradle.
Damn, yeah, right?
Still? Yeah.
No shame in his game.
I don't know. So I'm thinking I got a couple songs I'm kind of playing around in my head. Maybe if we can go out for her special day, which I found out, okay, Mrs. White's only 5 foot. Okay, she's a shorter girl, okay? The day after her birthday, okay, and I find out the day after that is Short Girl Appreciation Day.
Well, I hope you appreciate that.
Well, yeah, so I said, like, oh, sorry, dear, like, I did not know this. So, like, next year we're going to have to celebrate your birthday, and then we're going to have to give you another day. You know, just for Short Girl Appreciation Day. So she's making out on this. And then it's fucking Christmas a couple days later and all that. Damn. So she's making out like a bandit now.
Yes, hell yeah. And God, for putting up with you, she should.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh, for sure.
And you said that she's only 5 feet tall?
Yeah, she's just...
Is she 5 feet of fury?
When I piss her off, for sure, yeah. Oh, yeah. yeah. And we have some more good news. We're going to get into our metal fix soon, but I do want to announce to all of our listeners that our good friend Corey Thomas is going to be a daddy in 9 months. Yeah. I had known about this for a while, but they kind of kept it under wraps for a little while, but our good friend, Mr. Corey Thomas, he of Ninja Cat Productions and all that, we've spoken many times, he's been on this show many times, a good friend of the show, he's going to be a daddy, him and his lovely wife, Ronnie, or Veronica. I guess I should stop calling her Ronnie now that she's going to be a mother, but that's the whole Archie thing.
That sounds like Big Ron.
Well,
hi, I'm Ron.
They're going to be parents, and the Winnipeg metal scene is absolutely stoked for them and pretty excited. And just congratulations, you guys. You did, and all the best. We can't wait till little Corey is running around wreaking havoc and Uncle Snowy is corrupting him. Hey, for sure.
No doubt.
For sure. But it is so good that the four horsemen of the apocalypse are upon us this week. It's always good when we are all together ready to rock and roll. So let's get on with it.
And what cool shit did we do this week? Find out in our Metal Fix.
Okay, someone talk. Someone tell me about what they did this week with metal.
Well, let me start because today is our Christmas episode.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I have done my Metal Fix by sending each one of you a gift for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Way too generous.
Aaron, no, I do it because I love you guys.
Aww. So
Aaron and Rock got theirs today, and Snowy announced what he got last episode.
Yes, Snowy, yep. Can you just remind us what you got?
A copy of the awesome, I got it right here in my hot little fists again, The Hellraisers, A Complete Visual History of Heavy Metal Mayhem by the guys behind the Metal Sucks website, and a really cool foreword by Matt Heafy from Trivium.
Cool.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
And I did that because you guys have done a lot for me, and together we're like a family, so I just love doing things for you guys because I appreciate you. And each thing that I picked out for you, I know what I did for Rock. I got Aaron something completely... It was a mystery package, really. I bought him a mystery package, and I don't even know what's in it. But each one all had a metal theme, and it's to show that, hey, there's people who appreciate you and all the hard work that you guys do, even if sometimes you may feel overwhelmed and stressed. I love you guys.
Aww, we love you too, sweetheart. Thank you.
I feel like a bum because I did not get you anything.
I don't care. It was all me. I wasn't in it for giving. You're welcome. For taking. I'm all in it for giving. I'm not in it for taking. I'm okay.
We knew what you meant.
All right, so...
I hope so, because I didn't know.
So, Aaron, who starts? You or me?
You go ahead.
Okay. Well, before I open the Kareem's package, let me talk about one other CD that I got this week. I think I mentioned this in the past. My work, every year, they give us a gift card, like $100 to spend wherever. And so I bought a few things, but I got a CD off Amazon. And it came out earlier this year, and I never had the opportunity to get it. So I got the new With the Dead album, which is called Love from With the Dead. And holy shit. It is tuned low, very low. And Aaron, you're gonna appreciate this. This is the current band of the former Cathedral vocalist Lee Dorian.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of droney, it's very slow, but oh man, the guitar sound is it's just tuned so fucking low, it's so awesome. So it's like a 6-song album, but there's 2 songs that are 10 minutes apiece, you know? So, yeah, it's fantastic. I definitely recommend it if you can find it. Love from With the Dead on Rise Above Records.
Right on. Yes, Mr. Dorian, he's one of those bucket list guests.
Yes.
For sure.
I want to get him on for an album autopsy, but my every attempt I've made, I haven't even got a contact back. So,
there's any number of Cathedral records, and one of those first 2 Napalm records would be like wicked album autopsies for
definitely.
For sure. Right on.
So let me get into this box. The box is already open, but I haven't looked into it. Now I am just grabbing stuff on top of the pile. Holy crap. What the hell?
Grabbing stuff from the box. All right.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, it's a pile of CDs. Wow. Okay. first one on top is Nunslaughter, Upon the Altar.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Next one is what is this? Nort? N-O-R-T-T? Oh, okay. Is this something that Czech stuff, Corinne, you were talking about last week?
I actually, there's a bunch of different ones in there from all over the world, and there are some that are pretty fucking cool. As you go through them, I'll have to look them up again, but because I have the list,
okay.
But I'll let you know where they're from and what they are. But I don't think that one's Czech.
Okay. No, that sounds Scandinavian, and I've never heard of it now, and I'm pissed off now. What the fuck?
Okay, well, it looks like I'm looking at the pile here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What the hell?
Holy moly. Rock wasn't that good this year.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Jesus. I feel really bad.
No, don't. Look, I'm telling you, I picked all those out for you. And you know what, guys? If Rock doesn't want them and you are like, I want to fucking listen to that, Rock, feel free to pass them on.
I will share them for sure. All right. So the next one is... Devil Groff? Is that what it's called? Yeah, Devil Groff. Album called Marina. Karnak? Okay. Jeez, I don't know any of these.
I know.
Yeah, neither do I, really. Non-Slaughter, obviously.
The majority of them are brand new. They came out this year. But like I said, they're from all over the world. I'm going to get your list right now.
Karnak is spelled Snowy. You may recognize it with a K. K-A-R-N-A-K, like the comic book character, the Inhuman, who does all the karate.
Yeah, but as a band?
Yeah.
Not ringing a bell.
The other one, Fall of Mankind, and that album is called Frolic Among the Remnants. That looks awesome. Detrivor. Detrivor. And the album is called Pact, but P-A-K-T. Wow. Jesus. I never heard of
Who are these bands? This is awesome, man.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, this is really exciting.
I'm going to have fun listening to this shit. Oh, my God.
Oh,
like,
sure.
I know, like, I think all of us remember, you know, as a kid perusing the record store and seeing something that just looked cool and be like, yeah, let's try it.
Oh, yeah.
And
still like that.
Yeah.
The album
did you...
Off.
Did you say one of them was Nort, N-O-R-T-T?
Yes.
Okay, that is a black funeral doom metal.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, Rock, there you go.
I try to pick some really cool shit for your genre that you may really, really fucking like.
Yeah, I love funeral doom.
What was the...
Devil Groff.
I'll have to keep looking for it, because there's... Dude, let me tell you, that was very hard to pick for you, because I was like, whoa, maybe he'll like this. Just keep going with your list, and I'll...
Okay.
The next one
I have is Atriarch. It's called An Unending Pathway.
Okay.
That looks pretty damn cool.
I think...
Chamber of Torture. Ooh.
Ooh.
That's pretty ominous. And the name of the album is Cadaverous.
Ooh,
and,
I like that.
The next one is Marg, M-A-R-G-G. The album's called Balkhornohorn? What?
Huh. What the hell?
And the last one is called Necro Heresy. And the album's called Asylum.
Oh, that's an awesome name. It makes no sense, but when you just can't put two compounds together and come up with, you know, something kick-ass all the time, but that's awesome.
It's a new band with a name, with Necro in the name.
yeah, Necro Heresy. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm going to have so much fun listening to this Korean.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot thank you enough.
Oh, you're welcome. And let me tell you something. I actually have, once my phone starts working, because I have to actually look these up. There are some really fucking cool bands. I think you may have some from Kazakhstan.
Okay.
And like, when I mean like from around the world, I try to find you some really good underground stuff that would be banned if you were to get caught listening to that in the street. So I'm serious. Like, I really wanted to.
In some countries,
like, if you were that if you were listening to it in that country, you know, I wanted you to experience like really good underground black death metal, doom metal, because you did tell me during the 2000s that you listened to a lot of underground stuff. I wanted you to have some really cool doom metal and things that are like, they're, most of them are in English, so you'd have a good time listening to them, but I just wanted you to just see what was out there.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Rox, send me a list, like email or just message me. Like, I know who Nunslaughter and Atriarch are, but message me the rest.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to check those out. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I sure will.
And you said you said you have Helvita?
No.
The cheese?
You didn't get
Devilgroth, Karnak, Fall of Mankind, Detrivor, Atriarch, Chamber of Tortures, Marg, and Necro Heresy.
Okay. All right. Devilgroth, that's pretty cool.
I have a feeling I am going to be a big Necro Heresy fan.
You might, dude. Because I will. You know what? I will give you guys the details after the show.
Okay.
Where to get?
Yeah.
Google is my friend.
You got this.
Yeah, dude. Once I tell you guys are going to be like on it because, we'll just discuss it later because let me tell you, it was such a good, it was one of those fucking amazing finds.
Awesome.
Right on. What about you, Aaron?
All right, open that shit.
I'm curious too.
I'm going to get to the special baggage here in a moment. But so I feel like my Metalflix has been going on here for like, you know, 3-4 weeks. Remember when I got the Master Puppets album, I told you there's a little pamphlet that said, hey, buy the booklet for $8.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered the book and it just showed up.
Nice.
Let me tell you, if anybody has not jumped on that $8 book, go get it. If you're, you know, any kind of fan of Master Puppets, you got to get the book, the pictures, the shots they have like the original mixing sheets and lyric sheets with cross, you know, stuff scratched out and just notes and all that sort of stuff. And then it's also got like all the track listings on the DVDs and the live shows and that sort of stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Nice. I totally forgot about it. You sent me the link and I totally forget about it.
Dude, you got to jump on it, man. For $8, you cannot beat it.
Yeah.
Like, this is a killer book for $8. And that just goes back to what we've been talking about with, you know, for as much as people like to give Metallica shit, myself included, for some of the stuff they put out, they really don't forget the fans. You know, this book is definitely, it's not an $8 book. Like, they've got to be losing money on it, you know, but they want to make sure that they get this into the hands of their fans. And that's just awesome.
Is it a hardcover?
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a hardcover book.
And was there shipping?
So I bought the book and I bought, the last print version of So What, and I think I paid almost as much in shipping as I did for the books. Cause, it was like $12 for the two of them together. And I think shipping was $11.99.
Okay.
But I mean, still, I was pretty happy with it.
Cool.
Right on.
All right. So I've got the box here, Corrine.
Okay.
The label says, Rod's Custom Bondage Shop.
What the fuck? I didn't order that.
Holy shit.
Kind of excited
here.
Set the
wrong package. Look at
that. So I've got the knife out. We're going to open it up here.
Does it say from for Mr. Corrine?
No. It says to Aaron and the missus. I didn't realize the dildos came in some of these colors.
Oh, shit.
This is insane.
You know, I had to find something that would work for the both of you, so I got you a double sorted one, you know.
I appreciate that. That's so nice.
Okay, great.
But if Mrs. White finds out that you never sent her something like this, she's going to be pissed at you.
Look, Mrs. White, I have her covered. Don't you worry.
Okay, good. Right on.
Okay, here we go. So, CD, yeah, and obviously we're making all that up. CD number one, Fear My Thoughts, Isolation.
Okay.
Is that the band, Fear My Thoughts?
Yeah, I think so. I think the band's Fear My Thoughts. Yeah.
Okay.
Never heard.
Or is the band Isolation? Maybe the band's Isolation. The album's Fear My Thought. Fear My Thoughts. I'll figure that out when I listen to it.
Right.
Inactive Messiah. Ooh, this is a 2-CD set, bonus multimedia.
What?
Oh, that woman looks mean. Oh, I just sent you guys pictures. Black Lotus Records from Athens, Greece. This is dude, she means business. All right, let's check this next one out here. Diecast. Oh, wow.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
This is Day of Reckoning. Undo the Wicked.
Sounds familiar.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Diecast. Rock and roll.
Century Media.
Uh huh.
Oh, okay. That's why I said familiar. Yeah.
Metal Blade Records Incorporated presents Uncorrupted Steel 2.
Damn, and, you got a good fucking box.
Oh, this is a hell of a box, Kareem. I can't thank you enough, really.
So check this out.
6 Feet Under is on here. Black Dahlia Murder, Counter Decapitation, As I Lay Dying, The Heat, what? The Heebles, Dex, Vehemence, I think.
Vehemence.
Thank you. God Dethroned, 40 Grit, Beyond the Embrace, Tourniquet, Cannibal Corpse, Brainstorm, Dies Irae, Vader, and Engine.
Damn, that is a
Dude. Oh, yeah. Wow. Nice. Nice. And we had half of those bands on the show by now. Yeah. Oh, shit. Right on.
No, this is 15 CDs.
Oh, you're saying with 15 CDs?
Wow.
Holy shit.
I'm like, this is a hell of a stack. And I'm counting. I'm like, my goodness gracious.
Okay, well, give us the quick version.
I don't even know if I can pronounce this one. It's H-O-R-R. Is it horror? Oh, Horrified. It's just the way they wrote it. So Horrified. Let's see here. Nightfall. Oh, just the cover.
Which Horrified record?
Horrified. It was Deus Diablos Inversus.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice.
Nightfall. What's this one? Necromantia.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Another Necro.
Oh, shit.
So I feel like I've seen this one before. Himsa?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're awesome.
They're not around anymore, but yeah. I've seen him live.
Oh, shut up.
This one's Obituary, Executioner's Return.
You got Obituary in there.
Yep. Yeah, I've heard of Obituary, yeah.
Nice. Really? I feel like I've heard of him once or twice. Apiary? Am I pronouncing this right? Apiary? This one's called In Focus. Dude. Is that a cathedral? No. Maybe?
What?
The Gathering. I'll tell you, so I really suck at some of the fonts that these bands use. I think
Kidding. It's like, how many times is he going to get the album and the band mixed up?
Well, a lot.
The Gathering is a good, really good song. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's
Spiritus
a sweetheart.
Mortis.
Yeah. Who?
Spiritus Mortis.
Oh, okay.
Immortal Dominion.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, Immortal Dominion, they did the soundtrack for Teeth.
No.
Oh, remember we were talking about that?
Yeah, just on Halloween here.
Hopefully this is the soundtrack of the movie.
That would make my day. All right, so then check this one out. So here's this is just funny. So it's Cannibal Corpse, and I haven't looked at a Cannibal Corpse album cover in a while, and it's Cannibal Corpse Bloodthirst, but I'm looking at it like this cover is pretty gruesome, and then in the corner I see a little red small print that says censored version. I'm like, really, that's censored. All right, well, the censors have slacked off a little bit here, and then let's see here. This last one is The Breathing Process, Odyssey, Undead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, The Breathing Process is the band, and Odyssey Undead is the name of it.
Wow, awesome.
Damn, that's fantastic. That's a nice haul.
Yeah.
Wow. For sure.
My God, I got to get you guys this information to, like, it's not because, and you know what, I liked Your mystery box, Aaron, okay, I'm not going to lie. When I was purchasing it, they said that it was going to contain, like, you know, Cannibal Corpse. And I think one other you mentioned on there, but I had no idea you were going to get all those fucking cool bands. Because it said, because when you're buying something and you're like, oh, it's a lot, brand new, mystery box, you're like, okay, yeah. You know, they say shit to sell it, but no, they really fucking delivered. And I'm definitely going to use them again. Holy shit, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was a hell of a mystery. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was definitely a mystery for me.
Which one is it?
Oh, hang on. I just put it down.
Bloodthirst.
That was it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because I'm looking at the cover. I want to see the cover. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's one of the more tame ones.
Yeah. But it's 99. Is that with oh, yeah, it's Corp Grinds. Yeah. All right.
And one of the albums Rock had mentioned earlier that he received, I found online. I found it, Marge, M-A-R-G-G. Mm-hmm. The album was called Balkhorn Horn, and it's by an Iranian black metal band.
Oh wow! Nice. Yeah. Nice.
So when I picked these out because I'm like, where else are you gonna find Iranian black metal? You're just not, because that fucking shit doesn't exist out in the community, because your ass will get shot if you lived in Iran.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
To that. So that's
for sure,
That right there is like true, pure underground shit that you, I'm going to give you guys the information. We'll give the listeners the information too a little later on, but that is awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Now, next week, we are doing our annual Rammy Awards. But the week after that, you two dudes, I want a kick-ass metal fix out of you guys talking about these wicked records. Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is weeks of listening, Snowy. Weeks of listening.
I hope so.
So yeah, we'll trickle them. We'll trickle them in throughout the weeks as we listen.
There we go.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Kareem. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much. And Snowy, I know what to do for you next year.
I can tell Snowy's jealous.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's awesome. Like, I'm hearing a lot of bands I've never heard of. And, like, the only thing I really have an ego about is when it comes to metal and all that. And when there's a band that I've never heard of that pisses me off.
So, when I was picking these albums out, I didn't only go based off of where they were from. I tried to go with what was newer. But I also went off based off of the album cover, because these album covers are fucking sick.
That's what you got to do. Sight or sound unheard, kick-ass record cover, good review in a magazine. That's how we did it back in our day, man.
Oh, yeah.
Before the internet.
And I know Rock has some rare, like, when I was picking them out, he has some rare CDs. And some of them are also digipacks.
Yes, they are.
Right.
Yep.
So when you get them, you'll have your digipack and then you'll have your hard copy. So you're all set to go for, like, in your car, at home.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome.
I'm very, very excited for you too.
Right on. Me too. I can't wait. I'm going to Google a lot of these names tonight just while I'm kicking back and relaxing.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, fucking rights, man. That's awesome. Thank you, Kareem. That's amazing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're going to inadvertently introduce me to a whole metric shit ton of awesome new bands.
Oh, sure. I'm also going to send you that information for the where to get them too. And you're just going to, like, you're going to have a tit in your shorts about this.
You know, so like, you know what, Kareem, you're giving me an idea here. I'm thinking maybe we should try to do an episode or two on, like, world metal, like the Iranian thing, because, like, for the listeners that don't know, I play guitar and I have all kinds of interests when it comes to music. So I've been studying classical guitar, that sort of stuff. And to hear the struggle just to study classical guitar, like, any sort of Western music is rejected in a lot of these other countries.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, you know, when Kareem's saying you're going to get your ass shot in the street, she's not kidding. Mm-hmm. And I think that could be a really interesting episode for us to do.
Oh, you know, definitely.
Like, go out and find some of these bands and see if we could even make contact. Even if it's just like a written interview, we could post up on Facebook or something. You know, like, I think that'd be some cool shit. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kareen, this is fueling the fire, man. This is great stuff. Thank you.
You're welcome. And look, your box blew me away, Aaron. You got 15 albums of fucking Nuclear Blast and all kinds of badass albums.
Yeah. I'm looking at this stuff going, shit, man, this is all right.
And I think you'll like Himsa a lot because it's kind of thrashy.
Yeah.
Like a new wave of thrash. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
New Wobbum.
New thrashing.
Yeah, we've got a kick-ass creature feature going on tonight, and he's been waiting patiently in the wings, so I'll try to be as quick here as I can with my mental fix. Last week, as you guys may recall, just as we finished wrapping up, I was on my way out for the Manitoba Metal Fest fundraiser show, of course, coming up in March. The Manitoba Metal Fest, courtesy of Ninja Cat Productions, is coming to town. We're bringing in Demolition Hammer and Skeletal Remains. It's going to be a fucking awesome weekend. And, well, stuff like this requires fundage. And so, like, we put on these fundage. We need fundage, man.
You know, like bondage, but, you know, fundage.
That's right. That's right. Another snowyism. So, you know, the local scene, they put on these fundraiser shows and some kick-ass bands that I managed to catch, including Votov, Zombie Assault, of course, no stranger to this show. And the personal highlight for me was seeing Solenum again.
And Gamora.
Well, I want to see Gamora alive. Yeah, I want to see Gamora alive. Trust me. So, yeah, had a really good time. Definitely. And I cannot wait for the Manitoba Metal Fest. Calgary Grinders Wake, as you may recall, was it last January, Rock? We had them on.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. The same night I was speaking to Wake, okay, really cool Calgary grind band. You were in Florida talking to Doro Pesh.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they've got a new record coming out in February, and they dropped the title track, Misery Rites. Really cool tune. Looking forward to that. Discovered a really cool band called Moral Void, kind of one of those blackened crust bands that when you mix those two type of sounds together, it comes out some really cool stuff. Mrs. White hit the geek store, and she brought me home one of those pop dolls.
Yeah.
Pop figures.
Okay. Yeah. And I've already got a Lemmy on my stereo and a Joy Ramone, and this time she brought me home a Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, that's awesome.
Your spirit animal.
Oh, for sure. Because as we know, like, it has been proven that I am the reincarnation of Jimi Hendrix.
Don't start that shit again.
You know,
Come on. It's funny every time he says it. I'm sorry. I love it. I'm going to encourage that all day long.
My conception and his death, it's just weeks apart. Hey, I worked it out. It all makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But most importantly, I want to send everyone, and I want particularly you guys, I want you guys to listen to, as I speak, what is the latest episode of Talk is Jericho. Okay, now when it comes to celebrity podcasts, you know, I'm very picky about which ones I listen to. It depends on who the guest is and all that. But this particular episode was very special to me because his guest on this episode was none other than one Howard Manshine. Now, who Howard Manshine is, if you guys haven't had a chance to check this episode out, he's a Winnipeg DJ who's like a fucking icon here in Winnipeg. And just listening to this man talk like a rock. I don't know if I know you're going to listen to it or if you haven't had the chance
already
yet.
Did.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just listen to that man talk. Like, oh my God. Like, this is not only a DJ voice, but you can tell this guy is, like, Jericho calls him a rockologist. Mm-hmm. Like, the guy really is.
Does have some really cool story about, like, John Entwistle staying at his house.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
But, a little annoying, the voice and the way he talks. I don't know how he's been a DJ for 40 years.
Oh, no way, man. That guy is the voice of rock and roll in Winnipeg.
Well, Winnipeg's kind of...
I was going to say, he's Canadian.
Yeah. No, it's not a Canadian thing. It's a
Yeah. But ultimately, straight up, if there was no Dr. Johnny Fever and there was no Howard Manshine, there would be no Radioactive Metal. So I'm going to give all of our listeners, you know, I'm not a big proponent of celebrity podcasts, but go and check this one out. Because, like, when they're talking about landmarks here in Winnipeg and that club that he was talking about meeting John Entwistle in, mm-hmm. I was there. I want every dollar I ever spent on beer in that club. I want it back. I will retire tomorrow. Yeah. There's a lot of history in that show, man. So there's, you guys want to, you know, you want
one
a little
story that he told that it's not very metal because it's with Paul McCartney. But
oh my God, didn't
listening.
You just want to kill that kid?
Oh, because he talks about interviewing Paul McCartney and then somebody he knew wanted to get some autographs and had some album autographs. And I'm going to stop there because Aaron, you got to check this out because you're going to. You're going to laugh.
Yeah. You got to hear this. You got to hear this episode. It's been absolutely fantastic. And that's kind of been my focal point for this week's Metal Fix with the big announcement of Mr. Corey Thompson reproducing. That means that his brother Sean is going to be an uncle. Of course, Sean Thomas from Zombie Assault. Really good friend of mine as well. He's a big horror film fanatic. So right now I want to take about a minute and a half and dedicate Impetigo's Dear Uncle Creepy to our good friend Sean Thomas. I think it's really appropriate and he would appreciate it. Recently, Belphegor came through town. Wicked, wicked nuclear blast black metal band. Fantastic stuff. And a special added bonus to that, which could also, I don't know, even be a... what do you call it when two bands are kind of big enough? Flip-flopping. Oh. Flip-flopping, where in one market a band, you know, can headline, and then another market the second band could headline, and you know, mm-hmm. they can kind of go back and forth. Well, on this tour, particularly when this tour came through Winnipeg, right in the heart of Canada, it probably could have flip-flopped in which Quebec's Cryptopsy could have done the headlining. Maybe all the way across the country. Maybe, you know, with them, with Cryptopsy, the mighty, the legendary Canadian death metalers, Cryptopsy headlining, it might have done even better. Not to say that this tour didn't kill it all the way across the country, because it did. And you know what? It made me think, we've never had Cryptopsy on the show before, which is
kind of weird. And whose fault is that?
Well, it's just one of those things that just kind of never happened. This is only the second time that Cryptopsy has ever been through my neck of the woods, you know, and just for one reason or another, it just never happened, which is kind of weird because, as you guys remember, I was affiliated with War on Music.
Yep.
Okay, the War on Music record label re-released on vinyl the Blasphemy Made Flesh and the None So Vile classic albums, as well as the more recent Book of Suffering tome volume 1. So Cryptopsy is like very, very well connected to Radioactive Metal. And I'm embarrassed to say we are finally only now getting them on the show, but better late than never, because I had a pretty, it was kind of a short one. We kind of got kind of cut off, as you know, it happens, Rock, you know all too well as I do. Once you start talking and, you know, shit around you starts happening, and before you know it, you know, the evening starts, and that's kind of where we were. So we got as much of my chat with Cryptopsy vocalist Matt McGacy as I possibly could, because there's a metric shit ton to talk about. But once again, the metal gods were kind of against us. But I think you're going to find it to be a rather interesting chat. To get us there, though, from their kick-ass self-titled record, which I guess it took them about, what, 6 albums to finally get to a self-titled record. And thank goodness they did, because it came across so nicely. And I could not help but, when picking a track, I just had to go with Damn Draft Dodgers from Cryptopsy.
Fuck yeah.
We'll be right back. First and foremost, what I want to get into right away is that your Cryptopsy's last album was 2012?
Our last full length was 2012, and we did an EP in 2015.
Right, right. So you're basically due for a new one. It's been like 5 years now.
It's in the works. We're putting out another EP for sure. It's in the works. It should be out in 2018 at some point.
Okay.
We're in the writing stage. It's we need a bit more time to digest everything.
Right. And with that though, is it going to be, because your last record was fully DIY, totally
always
independent.
We're independent up until the point we receive a deal that makes sense.
Right.
We're not opposed to record labels. We're not like doing it to screw the man.
Right.
We just don't have the perfect deal for us. You know, we like a lot of control.
Is that why the last record was?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
And the EP as well.
So, in the event that.
we'll
work around that.
We gotta be nice to him.
Yeah. In the event that you do sign on to a label, like, you would be interested.
I'm not opposed to it. It just has to be the right deal.
Right. Yeah,
probably more of a licensing than an actual deal.
Okay. Because I can't help but think that were you to sign on, when I think about, like, Gorguts and Necronomicon are signed on to Season of Mist.
That's right.
Why aren't they knocking on your door?
Well, we have definitely had discussions with all the big ones.
Okay.
It has to be the right deal. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. But as a veteran band, and I've asked other bands that have gone from indies to their first record on a label, I've always asked, what's the difference from their perspective? But you're a veteran band now.
I think it's just the push, which is different. You know, we've done a lot of really big stuff being independent. You know, I can't think of other bands that have, you know, toured with Cannibal Corpse, done all the festivals in Europe, and done everything all independently. So it's like, you know, we're not doing it ourselves. We have people that work for us in different, you know, booking agents in different areas.
Right.
And our management, we still have a manager that's like pushing for us. But what's different, I think, is like, you know, the connection, the family. You know, like, labels help each other out. Labels work with certain bookers, and they help, you know, do the buy-ons, which we would never do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we're missing. And that connections and being in the clique,
right.
That's something that we're on the outs being independent. But
right.
We don't want to make any enemies. We just, we're waiting for that right deal.
Right. I think
no 360 deals. That's for sure.
No. And I think at this point, like, you guys have earned it. You've earned the right to say we'll do everything on our terms. And
like, I'm sure, like, Obituary is licensed. I think they licensed that crowdfund that they did, and then they probably signed for 1,000 Ways to Die, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I'm sure they still have a lot of control.
Oh,
and they're doing really well. You know,
for sure. You're out on tour now with Belphegor.
Yeah,
and Cryptopsy is considered It's probably a lot of the same audience. Cryptopsy's considered a death metal band.
That's right.
Belphegor is more of a black metal band.
Death band.
Yeah.
They do have some elements of death metal, which works is why we said yes.
Oh, okay.
Because if it was a straight up, like, Watain tour, you know, we've done it. You know, it's fun, but, right. You know, a whole tour, you know, with the crowd just standing there looking at us there. I don't know. Yeah. When I call a circle pit, they're like,
right.
But, it's been cool. There's definitely like some death metal elements to Belphegor, and that's why we're here. And Hate was supposed to be a part of the package which we were stoked about. Right. And the even original lineup that I heard was proposed would have been even better, but I can't talk about it.
Oh, okay.
That would have been really good.
No doubt. Yeah. No.
Okay. But we really lucked out with the guys in Panzerfaust.
Oh, for sure.
They're the nicest people. And, if you guys are listening to this, they had a horrible accident. They've lost all their equipment just about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a GoFundMe page on their Facebook, and you guys should go contribute to that.
Oh, I'm going to be talking
about it. Help them keep going, because they just caught up with the tour today. So.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Don't worry. I'm
as actual part of this episode, I'm going to be mentioning.
Push that.
Oh, for sure, for sure, for sure. And you kind of answered one of my questions, like if there's a big difference between the audience, but I'll kind of expand that a little more. Since you started,
might be in trouble.
No, you've been with Cryptops now 10 years?
10 years.
10 years. Yeah. Is there a big difference in the audience, either
from the beginning till now?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just my perception of what I'm doing has changed. At first, I was terrified.
No doubt.
And now I'm much more confident, and I have actually have fun on stage. So that's very different for me, and I'm sure the audience feels that, so that's cool.
You might have answered this 100 times before, but were you a fan of Cryptopsy before?
I was not a fanboy, no.
No?
It's not that story. It's not that rock star. I'm in the crowd waiting for the mic. No, no.
No.
I knew of them. We're going to be in trouble, but
yeah.
I respected them, and... You know, it just I just sort of grew into the role.
Right. Yeah. Cool.
Took me 10 years.
You made it your own, though.
Took me 10 years, but whatever.
Yeah. You're no longer the new guy.
I will forever be the new guy.
You figure?
I think so. Yeah.
You think there's just
if Derek and Sepultura is still the new singer?
Yeah.
I will still be the new singer forever.
Okay. Because I don't want to. You know, like this is 10 years ago, but when you came on the Unspoken King, it was such a backlash.
Yeah, backlash.
I'm like, come on.
But
like,
every day, every show, I swear to you, someone comes up to me and tells me that they really like that record.
Excellent.
And it's like a secret closet.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're afraid to tell their friends that they liked it. Is it a Cryptopsy record? Looking back on it now, I don't think it is.
Okay.
Had we come out with a side project called The Unspoken King, it would have gone over way better.
Right.
But it's just the fact that it was just so different. I wasn't, you know, Lord Worm or Mike DeSalvo. I was my own entity, and that's exactly what the band wanted at the time. So,
right.
Here we are now.
Yeah.
You live, you learn, and you know.
For sure.
Fool me once.
So. do you do a lot of that record live or any of that?
No, we used to do one or two songs, but it's been two tours that we've just skipped.
Yeah.
It. Yeah. Doesn't mean we won't come back to it. It's just, you know, we did that Nuncial Vile thing. We still want to play some of the new material.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a delicate, like, balance.
You have to push the
latest. You want to fulfill, and on this run, adapting our set to fit. The black metal crowd, you know, so we're playing a little bit more of our older shit.
Right. I hate to cut us off.
I think Brock is going to cut us off very shortly.
Just quick though, maybe we can give our listeners, because if I don't ask this, I'm going to get a lot of shit, but when was the last time you spoke to Lord Worm? How about an update?
Lord Worm is at home. He's taking care of his family. His parents are getting up there.
Right.
He's being a good son.
At the end of the day, family is
that's where he is right now.
Okay. Speaking of family, just say hi to someone real quick. Just anyone.
Anyone. That's hard.
Yeah.
There's too many people in the world. Say what's up, Canada.
There we go. That's what I wanted to hear.
It's good to be home, and we're making our trek back to Montreal slowly but surely.
Right on.
Yeah. That's all right.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
You guys suck. You guys suck.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
All right, right on. Like I said before, we got into the song in our kick-ass creature feature tonight. WarrenMusic.com. Like, you got to get old school Cryptopsy on vinyl. Like, that's just the way to listen to it. But, you know, while you're there, though, like, tonight's creature feature, man, he definitely gives Cryptopsy his own flair. You know, his own way of doing things. I mean, we all love Lord Worm, but, you know, that was a long time ago. And, you know, I think Mr. McGacy has proven, okay, despite, you know, like the criticism that he took and like just the negative backlash, like, Rock, you'll remember what the Unspoken King did. Like, that was Cryptopsy's Cold Lake album. But I think since then, like, they've redeemed themselves in the eyes of not only, you know, the discerning, the connoisseur, but just death metal fans in general. And it's definitely a band that you should take notice to. And like I said, Mr. McGacy has definitely made this band his own, and it'll be a special memory I'll never forget. I think I mentioned this in the Metal Fix shortly after the show, just hanging out with him afterwards, after the show was done. There's just us from Ninja Cat. There were some dudes from Cryptopsy and Hellmouth from Belphegor, just kind of hanging out, having a couple beers and just talking metal. And it's moments like that I'll just never forget. It's fantastic stuff. So thank you to everyone involved in bringing that. And like I said, by all means, go out and check out Cryptopsy, not only live, but in any way that you can. Everyone have a good time tonight. I mean, it's always a good time. You know,
it's the Christmas party. I'm still wearing the lampshade.
Right on.
I was right wearing the lampshade. Cut that trip to fucking Mexico.
Oh God! Kareen, I don't think Mexico wants you in their country.
Oh yes, they do.
I don't think so.
They don't know what's happening.
Just for the stories alone.
Yeah. Well, like I said, near at the top of this episode, I mentioned that it was my beautiful bride's birthday, and I want to go out on one of, quote unquote, our songs, which really, we have a whole mixtape of just our songs over the last 30 years, and a particular favorite of mine is Alice Cooper's This Maniac's in Love with You, special song for us. So in the meantime and in between time, that's it. This has been a Cryptic Voices. See, you thought I was going to say writing there, but no, that's a subpar band. A Cryptic Voices episode of Radioactive Metal. I'm Snowy White.
This is Rock.
I'm Kareen.
And this is Aaron.
Signing off.
And many thanks to our sponsor, True Cult Coffee. Visit their website, TRVEKVLTCOFFEE.com. True Cult Coffee. Mention Rad Metal. Put in the code when you check out, when you buy 3 bags, and you'll get $6 off with that code, Rad Metal. Visit their social media, TRVE.KVLT.coffee for Instagram to check out Kareen's Beagle, Beagle's Above. Other social media, at TRVEKVLTcoffee. That's for Facebook and Twitter. And ladies and gentlemen, we're out.
visit us at radioactivemetal.org or go to iTunes for past episodes and write a review. Listen to us live every Thursday night on purerockradio.net. You can also listen to us on Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and all other podcast aggregators. You can purchase the music featured in this episode by going to radioactivemetal.org and clicking on the episode link. Leave us a voicemail. We want to hear from you. Call 321-80-HEAVY or 321-804-3289. We may even play it on the show. Email us at radmetal666@gmail.com with suggestions or for indie spotlight submissions. Follow us at facebook.com/radmetal, twitter.com/radmetal666, and instagram.com/radioactivemetal. This has been a presentation of Radioactive Metal. It's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.